if you were to ask your doctor what to do about your thyroid antibodies, they would shrug their shoulders and tell you not to worry about them. This is because, from their perspective, there's nothing they can do about them. Obviously, this isn't the case, which is why we're having this discussion right now. There are many therapies and treatments out there that have the potential to help you lower your thyroid antibodies. Notice I said potential here because they are by no means a guarantee. But when your only other option is to sit around and let your own body destroy your thyroid gland, they start to look really appealing. One of the best treatment options out there for patients with Hashimoto's is, without a doubt, selenium. Selenium is a trace mineral, which means your body only needs a very small amount. And it's required for the function of certain proteins and certain enzymes. These selenoproteins help your body create DNA, protect your cells from damage and infection, and are involved in the creation of thyroid hormones. If you don't have enough selenium, and the chances of that are pretty high, by the way, then these systems will not work correctly and you will end up with thyroid problems. Worldwide, we know that anywhere between 500 million to 1 billion people are selenium deficient. And this is just referencing gross deficiency. There are probably way more people who have suboptimal selenium levels, and even though they may not count as true selenium deficiency, their low levels are enough to cause thyroid symptoms. So how effective is selenium at reducing thyroid antibodies? It depends on the study you look at. One meta-analysis of over 17 randomized controlled trials and over 1,900 people suggested that selenium supplements were, quote, effective in treating autoimmune thyroid disease patients and greatly reduced levels of free T3, free T4, and TPO-AB in autoimmune thyroid disease patients. This study of over 1,900 people highlights the fact that selenium supplements can and do exert a powerful impact on both thyroid function and thyroid gland inflammation. But the story gets a little more complicated than this. Another systematic review of over 400 people this time, the evidence to support or refute the efficacy of selenium supplementation in people with Hashimoto's thyroiditis is incomplete and not reliable to help inform clinical decision making. In other words, they weren't that impressed with what they found, and their advice to doctors was to basically just say, don't worry about selenium supplements right now. So what should you, as a thyroid patient, make of all of this? It's honestly not that complicated. Here's why. Of course, we're not going to see selenium supplementation work in every single thyroid patient who takes it, because whether or not that selenium works is going to be dependent on the selenium status of the person taking it. In other words, the less selenium that you have in your body, the more likely you are to benefit from taking selenium supplements. It's not rocket science. And if you understand really basic thyroid physiology, this will make a lot of sense. Here's what I mean. Selenium acts to protect your thyroid gland from oxidative stress. The act of creating thyroid hormone inside of the thyroid gland results in the production of hydrogen peroxide, which can then damage thyroid gland cells. When selenium is present, it creates a compound called glutathione, which acts to neutralize that hydrogen peroxide and protect the thyroid gland. If you are selenium deficient, that glutathione cannot protect you. So when your body creates thyroid hormone, it damages your thyroid gland cells. This in turn causes certain proteins found inside your thyroid gland to spill out into your bloodstream, where they can interact with your immune system. Your immune system can then make antibodies to those proteins, and you end up with the characteristic signs and symptoms of Hashimoto's thyroiditis or Graves' disease. This, by the way, is why taking iodine can result in autoimmune thyroid disease. Taking iodine triggers the production of thyroid hormone. And if you trigger the production of thyroid hormone without the protective effects that selenium provides in the form of glutathione, you increase your risk of thyroid gland damage and thyroid autoimmunity. If you are taking iodine, always make sure that you take selenium with your iodine, or at least make sure that you are not iodine deficient before you start taking it. After talking about all of these things, what should you do as a thyroid patient? Should you take selenium supplements or not? Well, it depends on your own personal situation. However, based on my experience, I think it's a good idea for every single patient with Hashimoto's or Graves, by the way, to consider taking selenium supplements. Here's why. Number one, just looking at the numbers, there's a very high probability that you are, in fact, selenium deficient. And as I mentioned previously, the reason that we see some variability in the success of selenium supplementation has to do with the fact that many people taking it probably don't need it in some of these studies. But statistically speaking, there's a high chance that you do actually need it, which means there's a high chance you will probably benefit when you take it. Number two, it has the potential to not only improve immune function, but to also improve thyroid function as well. Yes, selenium is important for protecting your thyroid gland, but it's also involved in the process of T4 to T3 conversion. Taking selenium is another way to naturally boost thyroid function, which may help you better manage your symptoms of hypothyroidism. This is true for all cases of hypothyroidism, not just from hypothyroidism caused by Hashimoto's. Number three, it's cheap and safe. We're not talking about treatments here that cost thousands of dollars. We're talking about a treatment that's under $30 or $40. Not only is it relatively cheap, it's also safe as long as you use it correctly. It is possible to take too much selenium though, which is why we need to talk about dosing. If you are going to supplement with selenium, here's what you need to know. The RDA for selenium is set at about 55 micrograms per day. However, if you're going to be taking selenium to try and treat the antibodies associated with Hashimoto's, you're going to want a little bit more than this. My experience suggests that the ideal dosing range is anywhere between 75 micrograms all the way up to 150 micrograms per day. And even temporary doses as high as 200 micrograms per day may make sense in some situations. People without thyroid disease should not exceed 100 micrograms per day of selenium, because above this range you increase your risk of diabetes. But the benefits for thyroid patients are so strong that they don't need to worry about this potential problem. If you are going to use supplements, then look for organic forms of selenium as selenomethionine, selenocysteine, or a selenium glycinate complex. Avoid inorganic forms like selenite or selenate. If you're using any of my thyroid support supplements, then you don't need to worry about all of these things because it's already been taken into account, including the formulation and the dose. And if you want to get your selenium from foods, then eating 1 to 2 Brazil nuts per day would be your best bet. Having said that, I'm not a huge fan of using Brazil nuts as a sole source of selenium though. And if you want to learn more about why that is, I'd recommend checking out this video next.